You know, I've questioned the avalanche management on a couple things before, but I really try to stay away from it. But in this case, I have to really wonder what the hell they were thinking trading Cuddin Cloud to the Nashville Predators when our next game is against the Nashville Predators. Is that really a good idea? Do we want to trade the man and then play him 2 days later? Cuddin McLeod is not the kind of guy who's going to be nice because he played hockey with these guys for a decade. He's going to be pissed, and in his own words, keep your head up, guys. We'll talk about Cuddin McLeod, the Avalanche playing the Anaheim Ducks, and everything else under the atmosphere right after this.
Yeah, huge shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived.
As we said at the beginning of this show, seriously, what the fuck, Avs? You're going to go trade Cuddin McLeod right before he's going to come back and play you? He's not going to come back and score on you. Well, actually, he might, but he's not going to come back and kill you on the ice that way either. But he is going to hit anything with their head down. He is going to use his shoulders, and if he's feeling like it, he might use his fists too. Either way, the man is coming back with a vengeance to the place that he calls home, and his family calls home for that matter, and he's definitely going to make a statement. And you know what? I can't wait to see it. I'm actually really excited for this next game because I want to see, one, how the crowd responds to Cody Mack, which it should be a standing ovation for all he's done for this organization, and two, I fully expect him to come at the Avs no holds barred. And if you haven't guessed, that is the news of the day. Cuddin McLeod has been traded to Nashville for some guy who is only going to play in the AHL ever. But what this really means, I think, caveat here, is that the Colorado Avalanche are going to start making moves. The fire sale is about to begin. They're going to start clearing roster spaces, clearing cap space wherever they can, and getting whatever they can for it. The caveat on this comes from the discrepancies in what we're hearing from different people. Joe Sakic said that he talked to Cody McLeod about doing this, and it's absolutely a favor to him so he can go out and chase the cup, where Cody Mack seemed like maybe he was a little bit put out by it. I mean, who wouldn't be when they get traded? But at the end of the day, I think it was the right thing for everyone involved, and I think that when Cody Mack is done playing hockey, he's going to come back to Colorado, where he does make his home. And who knows, he might just do what he said on the Radio Mosier show. He might come back and call games with Mosier. Can you imagine that? Honestly, I don't think he was joking at all. I think he's already thinking about what he's going to do when he's done with hockey. He knows this is part of the process. He knows he's got at least one more year, maybe two. But when he does come back to Colorado, I think he absolutely wants to do that sort of thing. And I think he's planting the seeds right now. Cody Mack is not a dumb man. He is a tough guy. He can go out there and throw knuckles, and he's caught a few on the head before, but he knows what he's doing. He's found a way to stay alive, survive, and be relevant in the NHL longer than anybody ever thought that he would. Cuddin McLeod wasn't supposed to make the Avalanche when he got an invite to camp, and that was a generous invite that he got in the first place. But he worked his ass off to stay on the team, and in his own words again, I did whatever it took to make sure that nobody ever took my job. Now, while I could probably talk about Cuddin McLeod for an entire podcast, I'm going to save that for a little bit later, but I am going to bring up this one thing, and it's from some notes that I took last night in the game as Cuddin McLeod had his very last fight as an Avalanche player, which you can find a video of in the show notes. Oh, and to a certain degree, yeah, I'm saying I totally called this because I totally called this. From the show notes, Cody Mack literally just chased a Ducks player down to fight him before the refs could break it up or the ill-advised player could change his mind. After giving the chump the knuckle sandwich, the players on the bench gave him a standing ovation in a way that I haven't seen all year. I'm not sure what was so different about the fight that made them all that much more excited, but it was a sight to see, both the fight and the response from the bench. And then I carried on with what I called a conspiracy theory because, as of last night, it was. The way the players reacted to the McLeod fight makes me wonder if they know he's being traded or something, and they're cheering extra hard for him as he's out there letting it all loose before his long career in Colorado comes to an end. Or if he gave some sort of, hey guys, this is my last season speech, and he wanted to leave his version of an Adam Foote shift, or at least have a shift we'll remember him for. But let me underline that this is a conspiracy theory and has no foundation. It's just an inside thought because that's what podcasts are for. Amen. So with that said, I am patting myself on the back a little bit because I'm so rarely right, but I just had a feeling on that one. The way that Cody went after that guy and wasn't going to be stopped by the refs or anybody else just kind of had that exclamation point feeling to the whole thing. He was going to go for it. He didn't care if he got bounced out of the game or what happened. He was going to do this. So it's an interesting thing because a fourth line guy doesn't usually get the attention that a Cuddin McLeod is getting right now, but he was a big deal in Colorado. He had tons of heart. He was on winning teams. He was on losing teams, but he always came out with a lot of effort. And I think that people knew that. So Mosier and Julie Bauman were quick to get him on the radio show talking to him from Nashville, where he's getting ready to play the Avalanche right now. And they asked him some questions and he had some answers. And here are a few of my favorites. when Mosier was talking to him about getting the invite to camp and a chance to play for the Colorado Avalanche, he said, "I was going to do whatever it took to make sure that nobody took my job." He already thought of it as his job, and he was willing to fight for it right then. This guy fights for everything. And then he said a line that he would say 3 or 4 times throughout this entire thing. The guys tomorrow better keep their heads up. He also said that when the Pepsi Center is buzzing like it does, it's the best place in the world to play. And then he went on to say that he even heard some of the Wild players talking about it when it was buzzing like that, saying that this is the best crowd that they have ever seen. True or not, I don't know, but I like it. And when they started talking about the fight, he said, "I had a feeling it was my last game, and I was trying to give them the salute there, them being the fans, you guys." And if you think you're the only one wondering who he's going to fight first for the Avalanche, you're not the only one. Mosier even asked him about it, if there's anyone that he's kind of lining up or eyeing for this. And he said, "You know what, I play fiery, so crazier stuff has happened." But he made a point to also say that he's not out there really looking for that. We'll see. And as I alluded to before, in one of his closing comments, he said that maybe one day he'll come back here and do a radio show with Mosier. I'm down for that. I would love to hear that. Let's get him together with Rycroft a few times too. So with that said, a huge thanks to Cody Mack for all that he's done for the Colorado Avalanche, for the fans, for the city, and just for being a stand-up guy in every sense of the word. Kudos to him, and good luck chasing that cup in Nashville. Oh, actually, one more thing. The next guy to wear 55 for the Colorado Avalanche better be a badass. Okay, one more thing. My favorite memory of Cody Mack isn't him fighting people, isn't him being crazy, isn't his teeth missing. It's him going down and scoring his first ever goal on a great move to beat Dominik Hasek while he was playing for the Red Wings and while he was a badass goalie. It was a great, great goal, and it was an awesome way to start off your career with the Colorado Avalanche and endear yourself to the fans. If you have a favorite memory of Cody Mack, let me know. Maybe we'll talk. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com, where you can find a desktop of the Highlander Fight Club featuring Cody Mack. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it, and then go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, or just go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. Either way, it'll be in your pocket when you're ready to listen to it. It's awesome. You're awesome. Stay awesome.